There's an interesting similarity to the mayoral races in Lubbock, Abilene, and Wichita Falls. The three incumbent mayors are being challenged by folks running as full-throated conservatives to their right. Wichita Falls race is the easiest for me to decode because Kevin Hunter's a proven record in the community of successfully fighting excess and extravagant local government spending. And while Mayor Santayana seems a very nice fellow, he also seems to be a servant more of the city bureaucracy and its interests than he is of the taxpaying citizenry. I recommend Kevin Hunter for Wichita Falls mayor. Abilene's mayor, Anthony Williams, is being challenged by Cynthia Alvidores, and in her newspaper Q&A, she sounds like a star conservative we could get excited about. The big however is that I've never heard of her or from her supporters. If you're running for mayor to the right of Williams, who's appeared on this show many times but has also faced sharp criticism here, would you not at least have wanted to talk to Abilene's largest conservative political audience over the year? I simply doubt the conservative bona fides of candidates whom leading conservatives haven't met and seen working for the cause. I would vote to return Anthony Williams to office. I'll get to Lubbock's mayoral race tomorrow, as well as a few other nonpartisan races there. For the rest of the ballot, vote the full ballot top to bottom and vote for the Republican in all partisan races. Even the worst Republican today is far superior to any left-wing Democrat, and they are all left-wing in that party now. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.